We're in Mishlei, what they call the 10th chapter, the 30th pasuk. Tzadik leolam bal yimot ursha'im lo yishkenu haaretz. Tzadik, and this goes back to the same idea that we saw in Tehillim. Leolam bal yimot, his downfall won't be eternal. Thank you. Remember that? What did David HaMelech say in Tehillim? We just saw that today. Lo yiten leolam mot latzadik, right? In the 55th chapter. So the same idea Shlomo HaMelech develops for us here in Mishlei. Tzadik leolam balimot. Even though he falls, his downfall won't be eternal. Ushim lo yishkenu haaretz. But the wicked, they don't settle in the land, meaning they don't have a lasting impact. And this is one of our goals in life, to have a lasting impact. Pitzadik yanuv chokhma. The mouth of the tzaddik spills forth wisdom. And yanuv, yanuv could mean like nachal noveya, like a stream that streams forward. And Yanuv could be from the words Niv Sfatayim, the speech of the lips. So then, Pi Tzadik Yanuv Chochma, the mouth of the Tzadik speaks wisdom. Ulshon Tapuchot Tikarit. And the tongue that's deceitful, so that ultimately gets cut down. It's short-lived. The success that one has from deceit is short-lived. What's he talking about? What's the Shon Tapuchot? So, repeatedly throughout Mishlei, Chazal train us to see the verses as a challenge between Torah and Apikorsus. And so Tapuchot are those that will try to swindle you into misinterpreting the verses. That's repeatedly throughout Mishlei. And Rashi tells us this formula at the beginning of Mishlei. Siftei tzaddik yede'un ratzon. The lips of the tzaddik, they know how to appease the Creator. They know how to appease humanity. They know how to bring peace to the world. People sometimes think their job is to make fights. Their job is to fight the battle of God. And we see, what is the tzaddik's job? The tzaddik's job is to fight the fight of peace, to bring peace to the world. Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Baolam. Who was it? I think it was Rav Soloveitchik. Became Rav of a community, and they did one thing, and he said, no, that's not the way it should be. They did a second thing, he said, no, that's not the way it should be. And the third thing they did was to tell him to leave. So even though he was big in Torah, but the people were not ready for it. we have to know our job when we know Torah is to be yede'un ratzon, to know the will, to know the will of our Creator, to speak on behalf of people, to daven on behalf of people, and also to know the will of humanity. Part of a tzaddik's job is to understand people, understand where they're coming from, understand their needs, understand their pains, understand their desires, and work with that. Ufi resha'im tapuchot. The mouths of the wicked, they're experts at making a tumult. They're experts at causing fights and arguments. And our goal has to be to bring ratzon to the world, to bring appeasement. It seems like a simple task, but it isn't. It's a noble task. What is Hashem doing? Oseh shalom bimomad. He is constantly making peace up above. Hu yaseh shalom aleinu. He's making peace with us. Someone asked, what's the Ribbono Shel Olam doing ever since creation? So you know the famous answer. What's the Ribbono Shel Olam doing since creation? He's making shiduchim. So I don't remember who it was that said. People think making shiduchim means, hey, meet Sal. good, get married. No, making shidduchim means, hey, you're married to Sal. Make it work today. Now make it work tomorrow. How do you make it work today and tomorrow? You need God in the picture. Making shidduchim, someone, I don't remember who said this pshat. When it says Hashem is busy making shidduchim, it means he's also busy making them work. Because to make peace, well, it's not so easy. Mozenei mirma, to'avat Adonai, ve'even shilema, ritzono. Deceitful weights, deceitful scales, is one of the things Hashem abhors. Ve'even shilema, and one that has a stone that's whole, ritzono, that's the will of Hashem. Hashem wants us to be honest, honest in our business, as simple as that. Bazadon vayavokalon, when a person who is a zadon, a person who is willfully bad, a person who does things on purpose, so then bakalon, shame comes with him, because he has no problem shaming anyone that stops him. You've probably seen people like this. They cut you in line, you say something, and they yell at you like you did something wrong. Bazadon, when a willful sinner comes in, vayavok kalon, in comes shame, because he has no problem shaming everyone else. Vetzinuim chokhma. But wisdom is with those that are tsanua. It's interesting. Years ago, my father told me this pasuk. I was still a child. I remember we were driving home. It must have been 7 or something. And my father told me this pasuk. I was half awake. And he told me this. Ve'etzenu'im chokhma. Wisdom is with those that are modest. And my father said to me, you should know. People who are crass, they can't be too smart. Wisdom goes with modesty. This is a different idea. This isn't about those that are humble. This is about those that are modest. Tsanua. Those people who don't feel like they have to show everyone what they do. Those people are modest about what they do. We're not talking about humility. We're talking about modesty. Tumat yesharim tanchem. And this is a pasuk I also grew up on. The Rabbeim always used to tell us this in Cheder. Tumat yesharim tanchem. The wholeness of those that are honest is their guide. I'm whole. I'm doing what's right. I'm doing my thing. I don't know what price I'll have to pay for it, but you got to do your thing. Tumat yesharim tanchem. The wholeness of those that are honest is their guide. The fact that they're whole, they try to do what's right. And that guide, that principle, let me get it right, even though they sometimes seem to be paying a hefty price for it. At the end of the day, that's their guide, and it pays off. Veselef bogedim yeshodim. And the dishonesty of those that are traitors ultimately destroys them. And I can tell you a story from my own life. I got a phone call from the police station. And they tell me, we found your passport. So I said, oh, I reported it stolen. They said, yes. So can you come down and get it? So I said, today really doesn't work for me. They said, no, we want you to come get it today. I said, it's really a problem. Let's do it tomorrow. So I'm talking to this little schnook at the police station, and he says, fine, tomorrow, but okay. And then I said to myself, what do I need that passport for? Right after I hung up the phone, I said to myself, I'm going to schlep all the way to Talpiot. I'm going to come back, and it's a passport that I already reported stolen. I have a new one. What am I going for? So I stood there looking at the phone, and I'm asking myself, why did I say that? And I said, no big deal, so I won't go. I won't pick up the passports. I won't have my passport. The police station eventually will throw it out. What do I care? And then I said, but I told them I'm coming tomorrow. So I don't even know who I spoke to. By the time I find them through the phone, forget it. I'm going down to Talpiot. I went to Talpiot. I sat online. They stick me into a room. And suddenly they start questioning me. They bring these two big thugs and they start questioning me. Oh yeah, they had police badges on them. But these big guys, and they start threatening me. And I said, hey, wait a second. you told me you have my lost passport. They said, we know what we told you. We want to ask you some questions. They questioned me for a half hour. Turns out there was a ring of mafiosos who had developed false accounts on people's names, and they wanted to check that I wasn't in on it. Meaning they said, maybe you reported your passport stolen, and then you gave it to them, and they made money, and you got a cut. So imagine had I not gone down. I didn't know. I figured.
If you really were on it, you wouldn't have gone down. Who would go? You knew that you, what happened to your last
time. They said you wouldn't show up, and they'd show up at 3 o'clock.
They'd show up at me, right?
What did they think about you when you showed up? They thought, what, this guy sold his passport to the mafia and he came down here to...
Go figure. I laughed at them. Meaning I literally burst out laughing. They were like threatening me and all kinds of things. I said, well, you should know we're on to you. So I burst out laughing. Like, okay, you're on to me. What do you want to me? You know, that's why I'm saying thugs, because they're like really vicious. They said, you know, we're going to put you in a cell for a few weeks before we even think of bringing your case to court. And I said, what's my case? You know, so someone stole my passport. What are you putting me in jail for? But they tried to put on a front because they figured if I was in on it, I didn't know what they were doing. Meaning it was only afterwards that they were convinced that I wasn't in on it that I got to hear what they were suspecting me of. But I'm just saying, sometimes you have to be tumat. You have to just be whole. I told them I'm coming. I saw every reason to pull out of it. I said, what does he care? So he'll keep my passport, eventually throw it out. But I said so I have to go. And it pays off sometimes. Shlomo Amar says it always pays off.